From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. California House races brought former President Barack Obama to Anaheim last weekend, the kickoff of his campaigning for the midterm elections. A number of races could be decisive in the congressional count. Some incumbents, of course, are vulnerable, and the PolitiFact team is focusing extra attention on these races. National editor Angie Holin is joining us from Washington, D.C. Hi, Angie. Glad to have you back on Insight.
Hi, Beth. It's great to be here.
In the studio with me from the PolitiFact California team, and we'll be checking the governor's race too, is Chris Nichols. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
So, Angie, tell me about your focus on Southern California House races and what you're doing to fact-check those races in particular in the midst of a very busy political season.
Well, these midterms are really critical to the future of the Trump presidency. Right now, his party, the Republicans, hold both the Senate and the House. With all of the House up for re-election and a significant number of Senate seats up, control of both chambers is in the balance. Here at PolitiFact, we're fact-checking the critical Senate races, and we also just recently launched a new effort to fact-check some of the House seats that appear to be the most up for grabs. And one of the races that we're looking at in California is down in Orange County in the 45th Congressional District, where Republican Mimi Walters is the incumbent, and she's being challenged by Democrat Katie Porter.
She had a lot to say after this weekend with President Obama visiting there. And let's talk about some of your specific fact checks.
Right. Our first fact check that we've looked at is from Katie Porter, the Democrat. She says Mimi Walters raised taxes on middle-class Californians. We've rated this mostly false. There's a little something to this, which is that Mimi Walters supported President Donald Trump's big tax overhaul. And for some Californians who itemize their deductions, this could potentially end up as a tax increase because local and state taxes were no longer deductible. But it's a stretch to say this is all middle-class Californians. That's why we gave this a mostly false rating. It does affect some Californians, but most people are going to have different tax situations, and it really only affects the people who itemize their tax deductions. And right now, this is our first fact check in this race, but we are going to be doing more as we go along. So we're looking for people, everyday voters, to get in touch with us and send us their ideas at truthometer@politifact.com.
You know, that's an interesting question, Angie, whether you are prompted by readers and listeners or whether you as a team are just deciding in this election cycle which candidates and which races need attention.
We have a couple of different criteria we use. First, we're looking at the races that are the closest, that are the most competitive. That's our first criteria. We want to be checking facts where people have a real decision to make, where voters have a real decision to make. We always take reader suggestions. We think that our readers are our eyes and ears on the ground as to what's being said in these political campaigns. And when a person who does not work in the media thinks that something would make a good fact check, usually it does make a good fact check. So we're always looking for reader suggestions.
Chris, let me have you jump in here also on process and how much listeners or readers are prompting you versus ideas coming from within the PolitiFact California team?
Well, we're also hearing from readers. We'll hear from them by email, social media, on our Twitter, Facebook page. And like Angie said, we do get a lot of really good ideas that way. You know, as far as what we cover, you know, that's driven, for example, our coverage of the governor's race here in California, that's driven by the fact that it's simply the most significant office in the state. But as far as suggestions, we welcome them, and we do follow up with ideas from our readers.
Angie, let me jump back to the Kavanaugh hearings last week. And since we're talking about California political leaders, Senator Kamala Harris had a front and center role and obviously started things off with her interruption to even the beginning of the hearings. And would you highlight a fact check that was done on Kamala Harris from something that was said at the hearings?
Yes, this is something that Kamala Harris said. Other Democrats were saying it too. They were saying that Brett Kavanaugh, in discussing birth control methods, was calling them abortion-inducing drugs. And they were clipping videos of him from the hearings and saying, like, this is not the kind of person we should have on the Supreme Court, someone who would see birth control as an abortion-inducing drug. But when you looked at what Kavanaugh was saying, he was basically summarizing the position of one of the parties to a lawsuit. He wasn't saying that this was his own opinion. He was going over the facts of the cases that had come before the various courts, not giving his own opinion. And some of the Democratic messaging around this was extremely deceptive, trying to make it look as if Kavanaugh was saying this was his own opinion. So we fact-checked Kamala Harris's claim, and we rated it false, because it was not Kavanaugh's own opinion that birth control would be an abortion-inducing drug, but he was summarizing another party's position.
It is a good opportunity to talk about the rating system that PolitiFact uses. On one end is true, and true still means true. Isn't that something, Angie?
Truth does mean true. Yes. We had the idea from when we started that we wanted to have a spectrum of ratings. So we have true, mostly true, half true, mostly false, false, and pants on fire. And we use those ratings for all of our fact checks. Now, I should note that those ratings are not without controversy. Some people don't think we should use ratings, that we should just offer detailed summaries and let readers draw their own conclusions. And I respect that opinion, but I just disagree with it, because I think the ratings give people a snapshot so they can understand very quickly where the journalists are coming from, the journalists who did the research, the reporting, and put together the reports. And of course, people are free to think differently, to see their own point of view. We hope that they have a good grasp of the underlying facts, but then they might have a different opinion as to whether something is half true or mostly false or false. And that's perfectly fine. We hope that people come to our reports, that they hear them on the radio, that they go online and look at our sourcing. We're very proud of our transparent sourcing, and that they come away from the fact check with more information, with more knowledge, and that they're free to have their own opinions and draw their own conclusions about what the fact checks ultimately mean.
That's Angie Holland. She is the National PolitiFact editor. In the studio with me is Chris Nichols from the PolitiFact California team based here at Cap Radio. And Chris, that's true of your team, that there are ratings, although you will also sometimes publish articles where what you're looking at doesn't necessarily fit in something that's researched for its truth or falsehood.
Right. And there are also just a lot of statements where you cannot place a rating on something. If someone is expressing an opinion, we're not going to fact check someone's opinion. They're certainly entitled to it. A prediction. So we're really just looking for fact-based statements that that there should be evidence for. And those are the ones that we actually place the ratings on, including the two that we looked at here today in the governor's race. I know we'll talk about both Gavin Newsom and John Cox, the two candidates for California governor.
Let's go to them now. So one claim is by Republican John Cox, the other by Democrat Gavin Newsom. And before we even get into the context, let's just start with some of the sound from where this comment by John Cox originated.
It's so bifurcated. Either you're seriously wealthy, very, very wealthy, where plastic surgeons have $100 million homes, or you're extraordinarily poor, and the people in the middle are trying to flee if they're not stuck.
And that's the point, because fully half the people, our research is showing, half the people in this state, Charles, want to leave.
All right, the first voice was Charles Payne, and he is a host on Fox Business News report. He was talking with John Cox. So, and John Cox, as you heard, said, our research is showing half the people in the state, meaning California, want to leave. So pick it up from there, Chris.
That's right. And as you heard in that exchange, the context of this was the high cost of living in California, the high housing, high gas prices. And so that's really what they were talking about. And when we heard John Cox say fully half the people want to leave the state, it just caught our attention. And we know that people are leaving California. It's an expensive place to live. There are lower cost states around the country. So we wanted to check this out. We wanted to know, was Cox accurate? Was he stretching the truth? So we started by looking at the polls that are out there, independent polls from places like the Public Policy Institute of California, mm-hmm. UC Berkeley has a poll. And what we found is that these independent polls, they show that about one quarter to one third of Californians are actually thinking about moving out of the state. And of course, it's just a survey just with their thoughts. It's not by any means a demonstration of how many are moving out. And it's still a large amount, but that's not half. So we asked the Cox campaign where they got this number. And we certainly noticed in his statement that he did have this sort of caveat about our research is showing. And the Cox campaign said that that comes from internal polls that they've conducted. And they shared a couple of screenshots of a couple of polls over the summer. When you add up the folks who were very likely or somewhat likely to move out of the state in their own internal polls, it does add up to about 50%. So we did give him some credit there because he is saying in the interview, at least in part of it, that our research is showing that it's half. But I think in the end, you know, the takeaway message for most people who hear this is not that it's one internal poll that shows us, but that it's a settled matter that indeed 50% of Californians want to move out. And that's just not the case. You really can't ignore these outside independent polls that actually have a larger sample size and show it's a little bit lower, a quarter, maybe a third. So in the end, we rated this half true.
Let's go back just now that we have the context and hear that soundbite one more time. And again, you're hearing the host on the Fox Business Network, Charles Payne, talk to John Cox. Here's the exchange.
It's so bifurcated. Either you're seriously wealthy, very, very wealthy, where plastic surgeons have $100 million homes, or you're extraordinarily poor and the people in the middle are trying to flee if they're not stuck.
And that's the point, because fully half the people, our research is showing half the people in this state, Charles, want to leave.
And he did, in fact, say our research is showing. Hey, Angie, in governor's races across the country, you will focus on fact checks or individual state reporters, journalists focus on fact checks. Do you think these fact checks change a vote?
That's a great question. I think the fact-checking is one of the really critical functions of the media in covering these races. It keeps the candidates accountable for what they say, that what they're saying has some foundation in reality. Emotions are running high in politics these days. I would say there's a lot of fear-mongering going on. And I think the fact-checking is just a check on some of these emotional claims that the candidates make. Now, having said that, I know voters usually have several factors that they're thinking of. They're thinking of, is what the candidate says factual, but they're also saying, like, do I share the candidate's values? Does this candidate seem like someone who will be trustworthy if we give them public power, if we give them the ability to tax and spend? Is it someone who voters think is likable? I mean, I have to say, I've been fact-checking for 10 years now, and I'm always surprised by how important it is that a candidate is perceived as likable or not in the minds of voters. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of fact-checking, and people are willing to forgive candidates who get facts wrong. But I think that it's hard for them to support a candidate that they basically don't like. Now, I would encourage everyone to do their homework, to look at the issues, to think hard before they cast their votes and not just cast it for emotional reasons. But having said that, we're human beings, and I think we all use a mix of logic and emotion as we navigate life.
Well, let's finish up with a fact check of the other candidate in the California governor's race. That is Democrat Gavin Newsom. And he recently made a comment about his opponent, John Cox. So let's listen to what was said.
Even by relatively moderate positions in the Republican Party in California, he's on the extreme of those positions. He can't run away from Trump. In fact, he parroted Trump almost verbatim on the children separation issues at the border.
Gavin Newsom said that to ABC 7 in Los Angeles last month, mid-August, August 17th. So he parroted. And so that is ideal for the fact-checking team to take a look at. Chris?
Right. And I think this is an example of Gavin Newsom attempting to tie John Cox, a Republican, to President Trump and Trump's most extreme or hardline immigration policies, policies which are unpopular in California. So this is not the first time that this has happened, but since it's such an important issue, this issue of family separations, we wanted to know, was John Cox truly parroting Donald Trump on this issue? And, you know, what was the actual truth here? So we looked at both the statements that Cox has made on the topic, of course, the statements that Trump has made, and we found it's pretty clear that Cox has come out and said that he opposes the policy of separating children from their families at the border. So right there, there's a big difference between what he says and Trump has done and his administration has done. But then there's also this issue of sort of who's to blame or who should solve this problem. And on that point, Cox and Trump do share a commonality. They both have pointed to Congress as the body that should solve this. But even on that point, there is a difference that we found. We looked at Trump's statements. Trump often points to Congress, but then he blames specifically Democrats for this problem. He says that Democrats have forced these separations. He's even said that there's a law that forces these separations, and PolitiFact has debunked that. There is no law that forces this. This is a Trump administration policy that was put into place. So, you know, when you break it all down, yes, there's perhaps one area to some degree where Cox and Trump are on the same page pointing to Congress. But overall, Cox has clearly said at a press conference in June at the state capitol that he opposes this. And so really in the effort to tie these two together, we found that it's just not a real connection. We rated this mostly false.
Which means there's an element of truth, but critical facts are ignored that could give it a different impression.
That's right. And I would say the biggest thing that's ignored when Newsom is speaking, he's speaking about Cox and his positions. He ignores the fact that Cox has come out and clearly said he opposes this.
Okay. Tell people where to find more fact checks, Chris.
PolitiFact.com for the national fact checks and PolitiFact.com/California for all of our work.
All right, Angie. And just a quick point to us to know where you're looking next in terms of those Southern California races. What's being checked next?
We are looking for ads. We're looking for Facebook ads. We're looking for any kind of messaging. So I can't give you a specific right now, but we're looking at all facets of the race. Anybody who has ideas on what we should fact check should email us at truthometer@politifact.com.
Okay, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks a lot, Angie.
Thanks.
That is Angie Holan, National PolitiFact Editor, and Chris Nichols, PolitiFact California Reporter. And you can find links to everything at capradio.org. This is Insight on Cap Radio.